On the line with us, we got Joff Baum, who is with Adobe, talking about Photoshop Express. Joff, this is a little different. It's a departure for Adobe, isn't it?
Yeah, this is something different that Adobe is doing in the sense that we're actually hosting an application online and letting people access it as a web-based application. And it's a application that's geared towards consumer users, consumer-level users, not the traditional Adobe user who's a professional or even a hobbyist-level user.
Well, Joff, Adobe has got some great products, Adobe Photoshop CS3, Lightroom, and then you also have Elements, which is really for the home consumer, somebody who's not doing this for a profession. Is this somewhat in line with Elements?
Yeah, I would say this is a step below that. So Photoshop Elements is geared towards a consumer audience, but what we call a hobbyist level audience, and those are people who want to do relatively sophisticated things and typically share pictures or images with their friends and family. This, and it's a desktop application as well. This is an online application that's accessible online. We host your images online, and it's really geared towards being self-discoverable. So for someone who has no editing experience, this is a relatively easy product to learn and use.
Well, tell us about some of the top features that are a part of Photoshop Express.
Well, there's a few different components of the application. There's one, first component is the fact that it's you can host your images and you can organize your images in an online environment. So you can host those images by, or you can upload those images from your desktop. You can even upload them from third-party services. You can pull them in directly from services like Facebook and Picasa, and soon to be Flickr, as well as PhotoBucket. You can organize those images in an album type of hierarchy so you know where your images are, and then you can edit those images. So you can, in an online environment, you can make changes to those images, and there's a couple buckets of editing features. There's edits that allow you to enhance the picture, make the picture look better, and then there's edits that allow you to do fun things with the picture, and we put those in different buckets so users can see the different types of editing features there are. And then once you've edited your images, you can share them in slideshows with your friends and family or the greater public. So you can organize these images in creative slideshow type of settings and then share those out with friends, or you can just share them a picture at a time with friends and family or the public.
Well, considering the Photoshop, I think it's one of the best photo editing tools that is out there. What are some of the tools that you can do with Photoshop Express? I mean, can you do composites? Can you do red eye removal? What are your limitations?
So it's definitely focused on the basics. So it's focused on things that a basic level consumer would want to do so that they can make their images look better, but they can do it relatively quickly. So the editing session for a user in Photoshop Express is probably something like 30 seconds or 2 minutes. It's not I'm sitting in an image for 30 minutes making everything look exactly perfect because it's going to be a professional level print.
Right.
It's something where I'm going to quickly make images look better than I'm going to share them. So you can do things like autocorrect or a one-button fix. You can do red eye removal. You can do blemish removal. You can do saturation and exposure. But the cool thing is you don't have to understand what all of these things mean. So a lot of consumers don't understand it, especially if they haven't had editing experience. They don't understand what saturation is going to do or white balance is going to do. And the nice thing about this application is we give the users thumbnails. So every time they select a feature, we give them a set of thumbnails with suggestions. And instead of having to understand exactly what the technology is going to do, they can just pick the thumbnail that they think is the best, and it automatically selects those settings. So they don't have to understand the intricacies of the editing feature.
Wow.
And the other nice thing there is that it's all non-destructive. So if they ever make a mistake, they can always go back unlimited undo. So they can go back anywhere in their editing session all the way back to the original. So they always can get back to something they've done before, so they don't have to worry that they've made a mistake and they've ruined something.
Well, Adobe has got this put out as a beta. What was their decision to actually go ahead and release it in beta?
Well, we put it out as a beta because, for one thing, it's new for us. And for a second thing is we want to get feedback from users. So we want to make it public so that we get lots of people using it. We want, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of people using it to test the system, but also to give us feedback and tell us what kinds of features they want, what things we're missing, what we can do better, what things they like. So we're already getting a lot of feedback, and we already have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people using it. So we're pretty satisfied that this is going to be a successful partnership with the public in terms of making it a better product over time.
Joff, what type of system am I going to need to be able to use Photoshop Express?
So you can pretty much use any basic system that runs Flash. So Flash is a player, a media player that runs on Windows systems, it runs on Apple systems, it runs on Linux systems. As long as you have a new version of Flash 9, which is the current version of Flash, you can run Photoshop Express. And if you don't have a new version of Flash, the system will recognize that and tell you, and then you can download it very easily. It's a small download. So you can use Firefox, you can use Safari, you can use Internet Explorer, you can use Windows, Mac, or Linux.
All right, so when the product is available and it's gone from beta to final, will this be something that people will subscribe to? Is there going to be a cost involved?
There won't be a cost involved for the Photoshop Express level. So what we're planning to do is have always have a free level, which will be the Photoshop Express level. And at that free level, you get 2 gigs of free storage. So that means you can upload a lot of pictures and store them for free. But we will have premium levels that are more associated with the Elements level user and the Photoshop level user. So what we expect is that certain users at the free level will decide that they want certain features, additional storage, additional editing features that we'll have in a subscription-based level, and that they can upgrade to those levels. But there will always be this basic free level that people can use with a substantial amount of storage.
Well, Jeff, I'm wondering, are there any plans for Adobe to actually cap the size of the beta? Because I can understand a lot of people wanting to do this.
We don't have any plans to. I guess if it got so popular that we ran out of storage space and capacity, we might, but I think that we'll be fine.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, again, for our listeners who want to do this, where do they need to go?
They can go to www.photoshop.com/express.